Since this session is going to be a little bit shorter, it's going to be about half an hour session because we're going to finish a bit earlier. Because particularly those of you on the precepts, generally, when we do the one meal a day, it's often recommended to have that before noon. So we're going to finish a little bit earlier. So this session will be 30 minutes, maybe 35 minutes. So therefore, we're going to just do one session and no little break in the middle. And I want to do a Tonglen meditation, giving and taking meditation. So that's what we're going to do. So let's do the practice. As an act of loving kindness for yourself, allow your awareness to descend into the body, becoming aware of sensations throughout the body. And using the out-breath to relax and release any tightness or tension in any part of the body. And with each out-breath, letting go of any thoughts that may have arisen, happily releasing them. And allowing the mind to come to rest in the present moment. Focusing on the sensations of the breath throughout the body. Tonglen is a Tibetan word meaning giving and taking. It's a very powerful practice for transforming the selfish, self-centered attitude into an attitude of cherishing others. To transform our attachment and aversion into loving kindness and compassion. And we can begin by using the Tonglen practice to cultivate loving kindness and compassion for ourselves, and then expand that out to others. No matter how much mental afflictions are in our mind, no matter how much anger, craving, jealousy and anxiety and so on are in our mind. These mental afflictions are merely like dirt covering the surface of our mind. And beneath these mental afflictions is the natural purity of our mind. this natural purity of mind is often called Buddha nature. Our potential to reach the highest goals imaginable. So imagine this deepest dimension of your mind in the form of a small, white, radiant sphere of light in the center of your chest at the level of your heart. And then arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if I were free of suffering and its causes. May I be free of all suffering and its causes. May I be free of all mental afflictions. Now bring to mind your main mental affliction, the one that causes you most trouble, the one that you'd really like to work on, reduce and eliminate. And imagine this mental affliction in the form of black smoke filling your body. And then with each in-breath, imagine drawing this black smoke into the sphere of light at your heart, completely dissolving it there. So with each in-breath, breathe in with compassion, dissolving and extinguishing this mental affliction in your heart. Dissolving it into your inner wisdom. Imagine the black cloud is now completely extinguished, and now you're completely free of that mental affliction. Take delight in this. And then arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if I had happiness and its causes. May I be truly well and happy. And then bring to mind one positive quality that you would really like to cultivate and develop. And develop the aspiration, may I receive everything I need to be able to develop this quality. And then with each out-breath, imagine rays of light radiating out from your heart, filling and saturating your entire body and mind, imagining that it transforms into everything you need to develop this quality. So with each out-breath, breathe out the light of loving-kindness, sending to yourself everything you need to develop this quality. And then imagine that you've now fully developed this quality and rejoice in this. Now allow your field of loving kindness and compassion to expand out further. To expand out to include everyone else in this room. And arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if they were free of suffering and its causes. May you all be free of all suffering and its causes. May you all be free of the mental afflictions. And then imagine everyone's mental afflictions and the suffering in the form of black smoke filling their bodies. And then with each in-breath, imagine drawing this black smoke out of their bodies and into the sphere of light at your heart, completely dissolving it there. So with each in-breath, breathe in with compassion, dissolving and extinguishing everyone's mental afflictions and suffering at your heart. No matter how much darkness is drawn in, it is all extinguished without a trace. And imagine the black clouds are now completely extinguished. And now everyone in this room is free of all suffering and mental afflictions. And rejoice in this. And then arouse the thought, how wonderful it would be if they had happiness and its causes. May you all be truly well and happy. And then with each out-breath, imagine rays of light radiating out from your heart, filling and saturating everyone's body and mind, and transforming into everything they need to be happy. So with each out-breath, breathe out the light of loving kindness, sending to everyone whatever they need to be happy. No matter how much light is sent out, it is sent out from an inexhaustible source that is in no way depleted. And then imagine that everyone's now found the genuine happiness that they seek and take delight in this. Now allow your field of loving kindness and compassion to expand out further. And allow your mind to move around. And whoever comes to mind, whether it's a friend, a stranger, or even someone you have difficulties with, attend to them. Bring them to mind. Breathing in with compassion, dissolving and extinguishing their suffering at your heart, and breathing out the light of loving kindness, sending to them whatever they need to be happy. and allow your mind to continue to move around. And whether it's an individual or even a group of people, attend to them, breathing in with compassion, breathing out the light of loving kindness. And then in conclusion, we can dedicate this practice towards the goal of overcoming our selfish, self-centered attitude and cultivating the attitude of cherishing others. And towards the goal of cultivating loving kindness and compassion for ourselves and everyone around us. Everyone we come into contact with. And it's often traditional at the end of a practice to recite a dedication prayer. So while I read out a dedication prayer from the great Indian master Shantideva, you might like to think about the words. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then, may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world.